What would Jesus bake? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's happened again. Another bakery is refusing to bake a cake for a gay wedding. Erin Hansen and Katie Pugh were planning a wedding in Hood River, Oregon, and told KATU they found the perfect local bakery.
I found a gal who was making gorgeous cakes, and I contacted her and we set up a time to do a tasting.
But in the course of her email correspondence with the bakery, Katie referred to her fiancé as a she.
And a few days later, she called back, called and verified that it was a same-sex wedding.
KATU called Pam Regantine, who runs the bakery out of her home.
I believe that I have the liberty to live by my principles.
The liberty to live by my principles. And that seems to be where this issue is going.
In a free society, people should have the ability to do things that are mean or even bad for their business. The market is big enough to handle this.
That's Joseph Blackholm, who runs the Family Policy Institute just across the border in Washington State. He says just because a business is open to the public doesn't mean it has to do everything its customers ask.
Would you want to compel a black person to, you know, to bake a cake for a Klan rally? And we'd all say, of course not. Does that mean that they're discriminating on the basis of race? No. They'll serve white people, but not white people who happen to be members of the Klan that happen to be celebrating.
It's kind of like Abercrombie and Fitch saying, hey, we don't want to sell our clothes to fat people. Except what the bakery did is against Oregon law, and it's all headed to court. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.